Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. What an eventful day today already. I'm not going to say Happy Thanksgiving because we already discussed why. So we're going to do our forecast really quick, and if anyone shows up, then I will be happy to do a quick tarot. But remember, we only have 18 minutes. Well, they got it down to 13 now. So they actually took time from us. Even though we have more time. I don't know why he does that. So, anyway, Matilda, no. Now, from November 22nd to the 28th. Now, our first quarter moon, which occurred last Saturday on the 21st, was the first quarter moon on the as the sun in Sagittarius formed a square with the moon in Pisces. This is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we remember, so we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground and may face its first obstacles. Now, this phase of the moon occurred at 0 degrees and 20 minutes of Pisces, square the sun at 0 degrees and 20 minutes of Sagittarius, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 28 to 30 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, and approximately 0 to 2 degrees of the mutable signs of Gemini. I just put Gemini and Virgo together. Ha! Yeah, that's a fucked up combination. I started drinking my drink. I'm sorry. Anyway, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, most significantly. High five, Matilda. Thank you. That's right. Everywhere. Now, upcoming, a lunar eclipse in the sign of Gemini will occur next week on Monday, November 30th, 2020. Now, if you can remember, the sun is in Sag from November 21st to December 21st. With the sun in Sagittarius, our focus will shift from the need for an intimate connection with a person and with ourselves to the desire to reach out to the world and connect with something larger than ourselves. While the sun moves to the fiery, mutable sign, we can take steps to increase our understanding and awareness of the world around us. We are more able to muster up the courage to expand our horizons and branch out into new ways of thinking. We can gain more confidence and optimism by focusing on the big picture. As we move away from our focus on the details of mundane existence, although we may be prone to overdoing our expectations, we have the opportunity to nurture our faith, hope, and vision under this influence. Now, Mercury is in Scorpio from September 27th to October 27th and November 10th to December 1st. Mercury spent longer than usual due to the retrograde. Now, although this was partially spent in the sign of Libra, Mercury in Scorpio, our thoughts and communications are more probing and intense, while Mercury in Libra urges us to find balance and to arrive at fair solutions. Mercury in Scorpio instinctively knows that life simply isn't fair. Mercury in Scorpio seeks truths in all that is hidden and to uncover. We tend to probe, observe, and focus our thoughts under this influence, looking for motivations. The more deeply buried, the better. Satisfies an intellectual need now. Our thoughts are profound. We throw away superficial manners of communicating in favor of deep conversations. Scorpio is extremely sharp, profound, and analytical. Thinking is inclined to be one-track-minded, focused, and even obsessive. So be careful what you're focusing your mind on, because you can totally blow it. you will totally ruin it with your significant other. Venus is in Scorpio from November 21st to December 15th. Deeply passionate relations are the focus of this Venus in Scorpio. Superficial flirtations and contacts do not satisfy now. As we yearn for body and soul contact with someone special, contact that breaks the taboos, that is extreme and intense, and this is unforgettable. That is a highly emotional position for Venus. It is passionate, sensual, and intense energy. Our relationships are immensely important to us, and we may even feel that they consume us. In fact, we tend to want to be consumed by them. Our drive is toward intense closeness, but blind faith in our partners is extremely hard for us now. Fears of being too vulnerable or of giving up our own power to others are strong. Scorpio is an all-or-nothing energy, and relationships tend to be somewhat of a roller coaster ride as a result. Disdain for mediocrity and superficiality can compel us to create crisis in order to feel alive and vital, so don't lie for attention. Mars is in Aries from June 27th of 2020 to January 6th, 2021, longer than usual, retrograde of Mars. Which September 9th to the 13th of November. Feeling at home and one of the signs it rules, Aries, and therefore its power is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars is Aries. The tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, short-lived, unreflective, and self-centered. Be careful. Tread lightly. Now remember, Jupiter entered Capricorn December 2nd, 2019, and will transit the sign until the 19th of December. Saturn has returned to the sign of Capricorn in retrograde from July. Saturn divides its time between the signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. Saturn transits the Capricorn until March 21st, 2020, and then finishes up its transit July 21st to December 17th. Now, Saturn transits Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st, and that's in 2020, and then later from December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023. Uranus is in Taurus. Transit Taurus May 15, 2018 to November 6, 2018, and then from March 6, 2019 until 25-26. We approach money and personal possessions in new ways and learn how to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sensuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. We're challenging what we previously valued during this cycle. There could be abrupt changes with money, valuables, possessions, and income that lead to a reshuffling of priorities or values. Income might come from non-traditional sources or ventures. We're bringing progressive ideas to the world of business, new ways of doing business, as well as making, viewing, and handling money are likely. Income and the energy we put into making money can be variable. Now, when it comes to romance and relationships, Venus is in Scorpio from the 21st to December 15th. Deeply passionate relations, superficial flirtations, and contacts do not satisfy now. Remember, body and soul, this is an unforgettable and highly emotional position. Now, remember, it is passionate, sensual, and intense energy, and our relationships are immensely important to us. So be careful, because our drive will be towards the intense closeness, but blind faith will be extremely hard. Disdain for mediocrity and superficiality, which will compel us to create crisis in order to feel alive and vital. Now, if a relationship becomes too settled or predictable, we may crave more intensity and a catalytic experience. Jealousies, fears of betrayal, and power games are the shadow side of Venus and Scorpio. We may be easily become obsessed with a fear that our partners might be betraying us. You should totally put that down. Or that they are not as consumed or dedicated to the relationship as us. This can lead us to try to uncover the truth, reading too many negative possibilities in our partner's actions and words. Now, this week doesn't hold particularly strong aspects for relating on Monday, the 23rd. There could be some tendencies to project our fantasies, whether these are positive or negative, onto others or relationships. Watch for deception and self-deception now. On Wednesday, we can feel on the fence or undecided. It's not an ideal time for a full-on expression of feelings. Thursday and Friday, we can feel torn between wanting our freedom and independence and craving company. We could be thrown off-center by feelings and revelations in our relationships. Now remember, Venus in Scorpio, this is a way beyond a love, all the way to obsession. This is the nature of the cycle that has now takes hold onto your life. We're not just talking lukewarm want here. We're talking red hot got to have. Passion, jealousy, possession, these are all the kinds of experiences that can flow from the intensity that courses through you at one level or another, now voracious. Venus will square Saturn, November 18 to 19, feeling unsatisfied, isolated, and unloved. Personal relationships are likely to be strained as we express our affections cautiously and sparingly. If we believe we are not getting what we want in love, we attract negative situations and challenges in our relationships. This is not a good time to begin a new relationship. New ones begun now will likely to be stamped with themes of duty and restrictions. Now, Venus does the quadrate Neptune, November 23rd. Romantic confusion as well as relationships, ups and downs, self-deceptions may come to light now. Venus quincunx Chiron. There may be, on the 25th, vague feelings of discontent in relationships or a choice that needs to be made regarding personal relationships, money or possessions. Insecurity involving others might make it awkward for us to express our affections naturally or flowingly. Venus opposition Uranus, 26th and 27th, not a good time to start relationships. Independence is in the reigning need, some fickleness, uncertainty about the desire to be close to someone, freedom or versus closeness. Venus contra parallel Uranus, November 29th and 30th, questions of freedom, change, specialness, and experimentation are raised in our relationships. Now Venus trine Neptune, December 4th and 5th, we perceive romantic situations as if they were designed just for us, a magical romantic time. The pleasures of life are experienced fully. Romance is highly favored. We see the very best in people now, and this eases our interactions and takes the pressure off in personal relationships. Venus quincunx Mars, December 5th and 6th. When we attempt to be friendly, we seem to miss the mark. Attempting to satisfy romantic needs and assertive sexual needs simultaneously can be challenging. Our romantic sensibilities and our desires are at odds with one or another, and problems, especially misunderstandings, in romantic and sexual relations may result. This is a less than ideal transit under which to begin a new relationship. So that's the tea, you guys, and we'll be on tomorrow. We will have our tarot reading, and I'll be here to take your questions. And don't forget, guys, send in those emails, send in those memes. If you want to tip me for a reading, that's awesome. If you don't, that's cool. You're still going to get one. But for those who have been asking for my email, write me at zen.thatsthet@gmail.com. That's zen.thatsthetea@gmail.com. And if you want to tip me, I take PayPal, and that is also zenthatsthet@gmail.com. So where you hands, Black Lives Matter, and to everybody who voted blue, thank you for coming out and voting. You guys really did. We outdid ourselves, and I'm so happy. And for the rest of you in the world, I love you all, and I can't wait to hear from you. Zen Rider out.